Most American cities own their own waterworks, but some have privatized them in recent years in an effort to raise money for schools, roads, and public safety. Two cities in Illinois are proposing to do just the opposite, and the utilities involved aren't happy about it. From member station WCBU in Peoria, Jonathan All reports.
On an unseasonably warm fall day in Peoria, Illinois, it isn't unusual to see a city street crew making repairs before the cold Midwest winter sets in. This crew is patching portions of Peoria's Main Street. But there are fewer such crews out working this year. That's because lower sales tax revenues have left city coffers nearly empty. Peoria has already laid off more than 10% of its workforce and canceled construction and road repair projects. Peoria and Pekin, its smaller neighbor to the south, are now considering trying to boost revenues in a most unusual way, by forcing a private water company to sell itself to the cities. Pekin Mayor Lynn Howard says his city needs to find a new way to raise money, and water may be the answer.
Well, any incomes that the city can bring in are dollars that we don't have to put on the shoulders of our tax-paying citizens. So there's absolutely, in my mind, nothing wrong with realizing that we're trying to do it as a means of income.
City officials are attempting to invoke their power of eminent domain to force the water company to sell. They also think they can run it cheaper than the privately owned business. Peoria Mayor Dave Ransburg says the city has built-in advantages in running the water company.
The city can borrow at a lower rate than they can because we're a public body. Secondly, we don't pay federal or state taxes. So there are two things there that should mean a net positive cash flow depending on what we pay for it.
Both mayors say these potential savings could make it possible for their cities to own the water company, lower consumer rates, and still make a profit that can be put toward other projects. But the company that owns the waterworks in both cities says the mayor's calculations are flawed. Kevin Hillen is a division manager for Illinois American Water Company, a subsidiary of a German-based company that owns such systems around the world. He says the size of his parent company produces savings the cities can't replicate.
An example of that, everything from large quantity purchase of vehicles up to the things that one might think about that a water utility buys, meters and hydrants, and I think we'll come out better.
Hillen says both water systems will cost tens of millions of dollars and argues it's a price the cities can't afford in tough economic times. Some industry analysts agree, saying that city officials are misguided if they think owning a water company will solve their budget woes. Edward Sattler is an economics professor at Bradley University who specializes in utility issues. He argues this entire approach may be wrong-headed.
That scares me a little bit, because in effect what the rates become is another tax. And so if I'm hearing revenue source from a government official as a citizen of that area, I'm thinking, there go my taxes.
Still, both Peoria and Pekin officials insist that if the price is right, the water company can be a source of revenue. In fact, Peoria recently hired a city manager experienced in helping municipalities take over utilities. But the water company isn't going quietly. They're running newspaper, TV, and radio ads trying to sway public opinion in their favor. For NPR News, I'm Jonathan All in Peoria, Illinois.